yo, let's get this in. Set it all up. What up, Velma? Let's get this started. Where we at? And we're live. 21 questions. I am your host, IC. Yeah, it's gonna get started. Hope everyone is well. Post. Jojo, welcome. Chibozo, welcome. 21 questions. Sunset Eve, how you doing? Welcome. Let me give you a wave. Jojo, is it your first time? Have you been here before? Let me know. How you doing, Eve? You are? Divine music. Oh, music is divine in the building. Hey. First time, Jojo. If it's your first time, welcome, welcome. You won't regret it. We're gonna waste your time. Get my Vaseline on. Chibuza, how you doing? You right? Miss ST Paul, welcome. Let me give you a little bit of a wave. Hey, ho. 21 questions. Welcome to the sit down platform. This is our Insta Live platform, and I am your host, IC. And I'm gonna put my little plug in at the comment section. William, welcome, bro. Ray Marilyn, welcome. And for those watching this on the replay, welcome. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, IC, ICIE Music on the handle if you want to check me out. We're going to have an amazing time with Velma Simmons today. Hey, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm excited. Oh. Let's get these questions up. Can we talk about welcome. I just want to say hello to you guys. Let me know you're in the building. Give me a couch in the comment section. We're live. Hey, 21 questions with Velma Simmons. NYE, honey. Welcome. Thursday evening, last Thursday of July. And you've chosen to chill with us. Hey, couches in the building. Let me see your couches. Hey, you're looking forward to it. Me too, man. Big up Velma. She's going to be dropping them gems. Big up our sponsors. Proper Corn. Best popcorn in the world. Bap. I said it with chest. I'm going to get started in exactly 1 minute. Let's see, where is Velma? Okay. Who else have we got in the building? Hello. All right, the 1 minute is up. I'm going to go in, dive in, and welcome our guest, Velma Simmons. Hey. Velma!
Hi!
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good in the wood. You know how we do. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there's something wrong with my AirPods, but it's fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
And there's no, like, whatever, the back thing.
The back, oh, the feedback.
Yeah.
There's no feedback.
Oh, good. There's no feedback.
Good. Oh, good.
That's good. How's your day been? Good. I haven't done much today. I've worked a lot, let me not lie. I've worked a lot.
Yeah, pat yourself on the back.
Right?
Thank you for taking the time to do this, man.
No, it's fine.
I wanted to just chat with you and just unpack your story and just get to know you a bit deeper, man, a bit behind the scenes, man. And I just wanted to find out first. Someone wants to say hello to you.
Who?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Someone quite close to you, actually. They knew that you were doing this, and they wanted to say hello.
I'm a big LeBron fan. I'm a very big LeBron fan.
And he sent this one specifically. I can't believe it. He said this one specifically. He wanted to let you know he's smiling down on you from where he is. So LeBron
says, he's playing a game today.
Oh, against who?
I'm not sure who it's against. I saw that on his page that he's playing a game today.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
Everybody make sure you tune in.
What is your obsession with LeBron?
He's just the greatest. I love great people, and he is great.
Uh-huh.
He's just such a hard worker. You never hear nothing bad about him.
Yeah, yeah.
Against the Clippers. Thank you, L. London.
Big up, LeBron. L. London.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, big up. Well, we'll big up salute LeBron all day, every day.
Yes, we will.
All right, well, cool. You are on 21 seconds. 21 seconds. I always say that. 21 questions. 21 questions is where you have as many questions as possible to answer within the allotted time. But you've got one pass card.
Okay.
So you can use this pass card at any time you don't want to answer a question. However, if you don't use that card, you win a prize. And we've got a prize here. I'm looking at this prize right now, and I think, knowing you would like this prize. I think I think it's something that you would like.
Okay.
So we're going to
kick 21 off. Questions in the space of
in space of an hour. Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
So first, we're going to kick off light work. Is that light. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Big up first, everybody that Sunset said don't use it. Big up everyone that is joining us for 21 questions. If it's your first time, welcome. This is the Sit Downs Insta Live platform series where we get guests on and ask them as many questions as possible to find out more about them. If you haven't, make sure you go back and check about, we've got the last 15, 16 episodes. Go get the gems from there. But right about now, it's Velma Simmons time, all right? So are you ready?
I'm ready.
You sure?
Yeah, if I need to use it, I'm going to ask Sunset Eve.
So we're going to start off light work. You've got 5 minutes to answer these questions. You've got to answer them quickly. Let's go. All right, first one, go. Favorite food?
Pasta.
Pasta, okay. Just pasta, just dry pasta.
No, like any type of pasta. Sushi, I love sushi, pasta.
Sushi, pasta. All right, cool. Yeah. Next one. What's the most spontaneous thing you have ever done? Just boom, off the top.
I booked Mykonos.
You did? Oh, you went to Mykonos?
I booked it. I'm going.
What, really?
Yeah.
In Corona?
Yeah. I'm not going to let Corona stop me.
I love that. All right, next question. Who inspires you the most?
My mom.
Oh, beautiful. Why?
She's just hardworking. She's resilient. She's strong.
Mm.
That's a woman to look up to.
Oh, I love that. Love that. When are you the happiest?
When am I the happiest? When I'm having fun with my friends.
Okay, friends. Okay, we're going to get into that. Yeah. What gets you angry?
Liars.
Oof. How do you feel when you've been lied to, when you find out you've been lied to?
I just don't get it. Like, why would you lie? Like, I just, no. That's a dub. Next.
If you won £8 million, you would finish that sentence. What would you do?
Buy myself a G-Wagon.
Ooh, what color?
Black.
Yay. What color rims?
Black. Everything black.
Trust me.
Literally just a black car.
Metallic black or...
no, matte.
Matte. Come on. Yeah. You know. Okay. Favorite item in your wardrobe?
Favorite item in my wardrobe? My Sakais.
Your what?
My Sakais. The Nike Sakais. Like... their collaboration is the sneaker.
Okay.
Get off on that.
What's your favorite interview of all time? One that you love to watch?
Nipsey Hussle's Tidal Rap Radar podcast.
Okay.
The second one. I think it was the one closest to his passing.
Okay, cool. I need to check that one out.
Yeah.
Which memory instantly makes you smile?
Memory instantly makes me smile. On, like, I think it was my 13th birthday. You know what Baby G watches are? They're part of like G Shock. Yeah, yeah. When I got that instantly.
Have you still got it?
No, I'm done already. But that was a good watch.
That was a good watch. Love
Yeah,
it.
that was a
All
good
right.
watch.
You're doing well so far. What are you most passionate about? What is Velma most passionate about?
Prison reform.
Ooh.
Yeah, I could watch documentaries on that all day. Like, it's like I could read books about it. Like, I'm passionate about prison reform.
Okay, you know, I need to write that down. Prison reform.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, that's deep. We're gonna
I
go
don't
to
even know where that came from though. Like,
deep.
not that I like to do crime, but I'm really into like why people do this. Like yesterday,
Same,
I
same.
yesterday out of nowhere, I was just like, oh, let me Google like the top five families, like the top five Italian mafia families.
Mafia.
Yeah, it's a whole
We're
thing.
gonna get into that. We're gonna get
Yeah,
into that.
yeah,
When do you feel most confident?
yeah. Almost. When I had my eyebrows done, I was just telling my friends today. I was just telling my friends today, like for my whole life, my eyebrows stop here,
Yeah.
and I don't know why. So I'm looking into microblading, guys.
Come on. Okay.
Yeah.
Biggest regret.
Biggest regret. Biggest regret. Biggest regret. Biggest regret.
59 seconds on the clock.
Oh my gosh. Biggest regret was not, I wanted Nipsey to do my life talks, and literally when I asked for him to do it, he was coming here for the Ends Festival.
Yeah.
So he like it was in talks for him to do it. And then I think they were gonna have a meeting on the Monday,
Yeah.
and Sunday he passed away. So my biggest regret that I didn't ask earlier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Last 28 seconds. What drives and motivates you?
What drives and motivates me? God, I would say, like, just being a good person. Like,
Love that. Okay, you've
yeah.
got 16 seconds on the clock.
16 seconds.
What's your biggest life lesson? 10 seconds, go.
Life is too short. I'm done. I
Can
got
we have a
5 seconds
round of
left.
applause?
And I didn't pass.
Round of applause, please, for Velma in the comment section. I don't know if you've been practicing these questions.
No.
Are you
I
sure?
was like,
Because I.
remember, I was telling you, I was a bit nervous, but I'm
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
why not? But can we just say your graphics are really lit?
Oh, thank you. Well, we do the
Yeah.
best for you. We're trying to do the best for our guests,
No,
man.
yeah, that's really
Best
good.
for our guests. Best for our guests. All right. So, if you have just joined us, welcome to 21 Questions with Velma Simmons. We are in the building. If you're in a building and you've
Wow.
just come in, please could you make some noise in the comment section with a couch? I want to see a couch. I want to see there. I want to see you present. All right. All right, cool. What am I doing with these graphics now? It's a graphic I'm trying to
I'm gonna have to ask you after, like, how they do that.
Oh man,
Amazing.
with much practice. Okay,
Yeah.
see what I'm saying? I won't even do a
Oh
whole video.
wow, that picture is like, I think I've circulated that picture so much.
I just leave this one up there. All right, cool. So, I want to ask you from the top, what is now, I want to take on that thing before I forget. You said about prison reform. What is it about,
Prison reform.
yeah, and the perpetrators? Because me personally, I'm someone who, whenever a crime happens, I really connect and sympathize with the victim. But I also have my
Yeah.
heart towards the perpetrator because I want to know what was it in your
Why?
heart that led you
That
to
made you
do
do that. And
it.
that's like the thing. I'm part of a book club. And what, like, we read this book. I recommend everyone to read it. It's called An American Marriage. And then there was another book that we read called The Sun Does Shine. And basically, The Sun Does Shine, it was about a guy that he basically he committed crimes, but like petty crimes. Like it was like he would like steal. Like it wasn't anything big, but even though you shouldn't steal, but he got convicted for a crime that he didn't do. And And the book is about the journey on death row. And basically, while he was, in prison, his mom had passed away, and his mom, all she wanted was to see him come out of jail because she knew he didn't kill these people.
Wow.
And then it was just like, and he came out like maybe like 5 to 10 years, 5 to 10 years ago, came
Yeah.
out, and he was like 60 something. Imagine, like, he
Whoa.
went in when he was 20. So, like,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, how the world has like
Changed.
changed.
Yeah.
And even like he was saying one thing in the book that he said, like, when he came out, and his best friend visited him every week without fail for those like
Wow.
30 years that he was in prison. And then when he came out, obviously his mom had passed, and his friend was taking him to his mom's grave. And when his friend was taking, he was like, a white woman's voice came up in the car, but it was the GPS. But he had been in jail so
For so
long, you
long,
get what I
didn't know
mean?
about that,
And
yeah.
then like things like that. And when you watch like the Khalif Browder story, and you watch, you see all these things, and like the injustice. So it's like, to me, it's just like, why? Like, well, we know why they pick people because of their color, and unfortunately, in their race. But it's just like, to know that like that's going on. And it, like, even when I finished reading The Sun Does Shine, like at the back, it shows all the people who are currently on death row. And I swear on everything, like, I literally go I like picked one name, and I googled the guy's name, and then they had his like prison address. And I was gonna write a letter, but then I was like, oh, I'm looking for a partner, a girl to do this. So I was just like, nah, dog, let me leave it. But
Wow.
I'm really into prison reform.
No, I
And
know.
it,
I feel you, man.
yeah, there's just so many things that go, like, there's a really good platform that everyone should like look into. It's called Step Now, and they're not about prison reform, but they're about helping young people like go down the right path. Because it's just that you have to understand that people are coming from a place where maybe their families don't have the money to
Yeah.
be in a certain environment, so the things around it influence them. And it's just like, it's not all like, I know crime is bad, but there's always a backstory, I feel like,
Yeah.
for
100%. I
yeah.
used to do a lot of work with my local church in Belmarsh Prison.
Yeah.
So we went to Belmarsh once, and I was performing for their Christmas carol service, and
Yeah.
from the back I saw a young man walk in. And I was like, wait a minute. And so after my performance, I went to him and I said, David, I said, bro, what are you doing
It was
here?
your friend.
He's my friend.
See?
And he was a friend that I used to do run 100 meters with.
Yeah.
And he was such a promising athlete. And I said, what happened? He said there was they met some boys, they got into a scuffle. And that was in the afternoon. They saw the same boys in the evening, and again they got into a scuffle. They had a fight, da, 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 da. Then they got into the car, and his friend in the passenger seat was wiping off a blade, a knife. And so he said, "Oh, what happened?" He goes, "Man, I had to stab him up. I had to stab." He didn't know. He was
Yeah.
just in the scuffle, and so when it came to the police rounding them up, I think it was almost attempted murder.
Yeah.
That person said this person did it. This person said this, but so all of them got put together under
Different.
joint enterprise. And so he
Wow.
said he was doing 14 years. I said, what?
Wow.
And he
Look
was a
at that.
promising, promising
Young.
athlete. So it's not
Yeah.
like you said, it's not, all crime is bad, but it's not,
Yeah.
there are backstories, and
100%.
I'm intrigued as well, as much as you
Yeah.
are.
Same.
Okay.
So dark.
Tell me, what's one misconception that people have of you?
Misconception. I don't know.
Way you said that, misconception.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to believe I'm a boring person, that people just like me, you know what I mean? I don't know. What's a
Okay, no.
misconception you have of me?
Well, you seem someone who's like very, you seem full of life.
I
Like,
am.
yeah, okay, so it's not a misconception. That's brilliant.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no misconception, it's just
What
the
you see
truth.
is what you get. You
All right,
feel
then
me?
there we go. There we go. Next question.
Yeah.
you're
that's not a pass though.
That's not a pass. Oh, why that's cool. You're still in there.
Okay.
You're like at the moment the skincare guru. Like every few posts there is some product where I can't even understand the name or I can't even understand the ingredients. But you are quickly becoming the go-to person. So I want to know
for my skin,
for your skin, why has that become such an important thing for you on the skin front? Mm. And how do you take care of the inside? So you take care of the skin on the front, but wow, how do you as a good person also take care of your skin, your inside care, self-care?
I love skincare because basically I broke out a couple of years ago, and basically I had like hyperpigmentation. That's when it's like dark, and I've just I've just gotten into skincare like little by little, whatever. But then it's like when your skin is popping, you never want to wear makeup. I was just saying to my friends, okay, once I get these eyebrows microbladed, I'm not wearing makeup. I'm not wearing makeup no more. So I think that, and it's important, like it's just important to have good skin in general. Do you know what I mean? Gotta look young, gotta look fresh. And how do I keep the inside?
So if you take care of your skin, you take
what do you do
for your inside and who you are inside? That self-care.
Just being around good people. I have really amazing friends. I watch a lot of, I like to watch a lot of interviews because I feel like when you hear other people's stories, it kind of makes you feel grateful for your own story, you know, trials and tribulations. God is very important to me. Mm-hmm. I go to church every Sunday, now online, Eden Christian Church. You should go when you're around. And then, so I'll plug my church. Just being around good people. I think that's important. Like in anything, like you need good people to motivate you. You need good people to be able to talk to. You need good people to be able to give you advice. Good people to tell you when you're bugging out. You know. I think that's important.
Tell me about the you on your Insta stories. It is literally. I called in your caption. Yeah. I said that you are the brand ambassador for living your best life.
You have to.
Because you and your team, you and your people, you lot live. You lot are, whether it's on the rooftop looking over the city, or you lot are in, what's that place, Soho House, or some, how do you lot find the time? And two, what is it that you lot do to enrich each other? Is that something that you plan, or is it just spontaneous?
Do you know, like, I guess in terms of like going out, whatever, I like going out, going to eat, I like going, I hate clubbing, like,
okay.
Absolutely hate it. I hate, like, I don't mind like house parties and things of that nature, but I don't like clubbing. And then I guess, how do I enrich my friends?
And how do they enrich you?
I think with my friends personally, like all of my friends, even my like childhood best friends, I think it's just about communication and always being there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think for me personally, like I want to be a good friend in terms of being there for people, like being able to like help you, help your ideas, like motivate, see if I can connect you to somebody. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with my friends, they do the same back to me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like even with this like relaunch of Life Talks, like I swear I just sent it to like all my friends every day, like, okay, what do you think of this post there? What do you think of this post there? And it would be like the slightest change. It would be like red font or white font. Do you know what I mean?
No.
But it's them being there, you know what I mean? For you in that time, you know, because when you're launching something, I'm sure with your platform, when you're launching something, it could be a bit like, oh, do you know what I mean? Are people gonna like it? Like, are people gonna tune in? Do you know what I mean? And like, to have good people around you, that's invaluable.
Yeah,
you know 100%. What I mean? And especially 100%. To have good people around you to like check you as well. I think that's important. Like, you can't, like, to me, you can't call somebody your friend if you can't say, like, you know what, you're wrong in this. You know what I mean? That's how you grow.
Yeah, love that. Love it. You know, listening to, hearing about your story and your career, in a sense, and your come up is littered with experiences of time and chance just colliding, whether it's people, whether it's opportunities. Tell me, give me an example where time and chance really, really worked for you.
I guess in the beginning of my career, first, I went to uni, I went Brunel, and I studied film and television, and that's something I wanted to get into live television, like to be the director of a television show. That's what, like, my goal was. And then I went to uni, and they had, like, no television courses, like, no practical courses, but it was just like, oh, let me just write it out, whatever. And in my last year of uni is when I went to see Watch the Throne. And from that day, I was just like, Kanye and Jay-Z. And I was like, I need to work in music. I don't know what, but I just need to work in music. And my nosy self was on Instagram one day and was like scrolling through Kelly Rowland's page. Love her skin. And I'm going on her page. And literally, there was a guy that kept popping up. So I was like, oh, I wonder if this is her boyfriend. So I clicked the guy's page. And he ends up being an A&R at Roc Nation. And then I emailed him, whatever. And I was like, if you're ever in London or if I'm ever out. Cool, but did it stop? I was like, if you're ever in London, et cetera, I would love to like intern for you. And he was like, I'm literally coming to London next week. It was Rihanna's Unapologetic album, and he was an A&R, and he was A&Ring her project. So he was like, "You can intern for me." And from there, like that's how I met a woman over at Sony, and from there, that's how I started interning at Sony, and et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, that's it. Thanks. London said they respect it. So, yeah.
And do you how do you fit faith into that? Because your faith is very important to you.
Yeah.
And there's always this question of, do you pray and have faith and stay still? Or do you pray, have faith, and then still just go about what you're doing? Where would you say, especially with time, chance, and faith, how would you say they're married together for you personally?
I think, well, like, after doing that internship, I've done like other internships, but I think it came to a point where I had like done so many internships, but I wasn't getting paid, right? Mm-hmm. And
gotta get like, the money.
Yeah, exactly. And that year, I had lost my father to cancer, and my mom, like, obviously, like, she was like, I need to work, you know what I mean? So I remember, like, I'm like one of my, you know, Timmy Too Loud, like, he's part of the two. Like, he lives near, like, his family lived near me. And I swear, like, one day I was at the train station, and at this time I didn't have a job, and I was crying at the train station. And he saw me, and he was like, Velma, what's wrong, whatever. And, like, I just couldn't find, like, I knew I wanted to work in that sector, but obviously it wasn't working for me, right? So then one of my good friends, Bianca, she was working at HSBC at the time, and she referred me to HSBC, and I started working at HSBC, and I, like, 6 months in, I got a promotion, it was lit, I was making money, do you know what I mean? It wasn't my dream, but I was happy, because it was such like my job today, it was a very a people's person's job, do you know what I mean? People facing. So after that, literally, I said to myself, I'll give myself 6 months at the bank, right, to make money, and then hopefully I would still apply, like, when I came home for music related jobs and entertainment related jobs. And then on the last day of my 6 month probation at HSBC, they had given me the promotion to, like, go downstairs for, like, the premier banking. Those are, like, the high spenders.
That's the money.
Yeah. And then a woman that didn't give me a job at Puma told somebody at Universal about me. And they were like, we really would like to interview you. I was telling my friends, I'm not going to go. Like, I was like, I'm happy at the bank now. You know what I mean? I was like, I don't need it.
I don't need y'all.
And one of my friends, Sharma, was like, you have to go, Velma, just go, whatever. I was like, fine, I'm going to go. but I'm not going to prepare because I had gotten so many rejections.
Yeah.
But then I went and I was just like myself. I was talking to the woman and the next day she gave me the job. And like, that was literally right at the point of that 6 months probation.
Yeah.
So then when you think of it like that, it was at the time when like I was crying and stuff and, oh, you want to work there. But you never know if maybe if I would have went to Puma, how different my career would have been. And I felt like working at HSBC taught me so much about finances, you know what I mean? Wow. And I think that's God, you know what I mean? Like sometimes as people, you know, you want things right now, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You want things when you want it, but God sees all of it. God sees the beginning, the end, the middle, and the end. And me thinking that Puma was the job, clearly it was Universal because from Universal, I've been able to go to ASOS and come back into music, you know, and now being at Warner. So I think as much as like you need to be prepared, you know what I mean? Because when God gives you that opportunity, you want to be prepared for it. But it's when God's ready to give you that opportunity. My best friend's in the comments, Leanne.
Who's your best friend?
Her name, Leanne.
Big up Leanne in the building.
Yeah. Boop, boop, boop. Yeah. So I think that's important. Do you know what I mean? Like, God will have like the final say.
Yeah. And I think that for you, you know, when we spoke initially off camera, that's what really intrigued me about your story, how, especially with that Puma example, you didn't know that people were talking about your name in different rooms. And it's so important, I see, with you and your relationships, how you treat people when they can do something for you, but also when they can't do something for you. Because God might be setting up something that you have no idea about. But if you had blown out, I didn't get that Puma job, I'll screw you anyway. Your name would have had a bad taste in someone's mouth. And so I guess for me, I wanted to know, tell me about the importance of handling and managing and maintaining good relationships with people.
First, you know, the girl that I just said, Bianca, that got into the HSBC, she's in right now. She just joined.
Big up, Bianca.
I think for me personally, and I say this to all my friends, that when you're building relationships with somebody in business or when like your friendships, you know what I mean? I think it's never my intention to come in there, oh, what can I get from you? You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I think sometimes people feel like in business, that's how you have to act. Do you know what I mean? But like one of my first managers at Universal, and she told me that like, people don't do business with you because like, at the time when I was working at Universal, because you work here. If people do business with you because they like you. You know what I mean? And I think the misconception for like, I guess industry, right? Is that you need to be this person that you take from people. And if people can't give to you, then you don't treat them with respect or you're not kind to them. But when you detach your name from whatever company you're working for whatever person you work for, people remember you as yourself. So if you want to be rude because you're working at Warner, let's say, but if they fire you from Warner or you no longer work at Warner, you can't now come and say, oh no, I was this way because I was here.
At Warner,
because I think that's just wrong. You know what I mean? So I think for me, I always approach any relationship. Of course, like I know, like my business clients aren't my real like dogs. Do you get what I mean? But that's not to say that you can't drop them an email to say like, hey, how are you? Just checking you're okay during this pandemic. But all the people that I've ever had for life talks have come from relationships. Do you get what I mean? That have come that, you know, to the point, for example, with Swiss, it was like, oh, you know what, Val, when I had asked for Swiss, that he wasn't supposed to come into the country until like the Tuesday, but he came a day early to do the live talks. You get what I mean? And I don't know Swiss from anywhere, whatever. I have the relationship with Monique, his manager.
Wow. And,
but now me and Monique have obviously formed a real friendship, you know, that started from something business, but it's important to like check up on people. It's important to see how people are doing, not when you want something, but just as a human, you know what I mean?
As a human
and
being.
I think, I don't know why, right? But I think people have that like so misconceived that you must like always take from people, but that's not, it's not even godlike, and it's not human like to always want to take from people without even filling back into people. And filling back into somebody doesn't mean you have to offer them something of monetary value or something of that nature. Filling back into somebody is just asking somebody how their day is. Do you know what I mean? You go on the phone so many times and you realize that some people don't even ask you how you are. And I think that's like important in building relationships, like truly, like honestly, like not to sound cliche, but to treat people how you want to be treated.
Beautiful. I love that. I love it. Tell me about, I mean, your role at Warner, you're involved in brand partnerships. And so a lot of what you'll do is there's a skill and there's an art to matching these brands with the right culture, with the right event, with the right person. Tell me about the art of matching these brands and these cultures, because it's a skill. It's not just, oh, it's a title. Yeah. It's a skill to be able to see what works with what is authentic. So tell me about the process of doing that and the skill of being able to detect what, you know, what should be matched with what.
I think it's more when you like speak to the brand and you see what, who they're trying to target. That's like first and foremost, right? Because if they're trying to target a specific demographic, then you need to know that. And then I think it's more spending time with artists. So like, at Warner, when somebody signed, we like meet up with them as a brand partnership team to see what, you know, they like, what they don't like, because nothing's worse than saying, presenting an opportunity and they're like, yeah, I hate that brand, I'll never work with that brand ever. Do you know what I mean? So I definitely think like the art there is just relationship building. You know, because it is a very client facing role. Do you know what I mean? So it's, and it's about like taking the time to maneuver your diary so you're feeding back into the artist to be like, okay, this is, I think this is great. And like also like just researching, like going on Instagram, seeing what they're posting, seeing what they're, you know, who they're like saying, oh my god, I love this product. And like gifting is like a great way to start as well, because it's an entry level into like something bigger.
Is that what partnership have you brokered that you're most proud of?
When I was at Universal, I saw that, like in the US, Nas was an ambassador for Hennessy. And obviously Hennessy was such a staple in the African American community. So that's why Nas was the ambassador. So when like, I was like, oh, but they don't really do anything culturally relevant here. And the moment that I had reached out to them, and then when like our team at the time at Universal got into it, then they came up with Masters of Potential. But for me to like identify that, reach out to the woman, and then be able, she's like, actually we're trying to in like influence this type of demographic, young people, young like up and coming creatives. So, and that's how the Masters of Potential came about, and that's one I'm really proud of. And I think that was like, no, that was my second one. That was like my second.
What was your first one?
An MBA performance.
MBA one, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you got someone to sing.
For Laura Wright, yeah. Okay. Wow, you know everything.
We got it, man. We got to know about our guests. Like you said, research.
Yeah.
You know what? Big up everyone that is in the building. Big up Remedy. Yo.
Yeah.
Too loud. Big
He's
up all the people in the building right
him.
About now. 21 questions with Velma Simmons. She'll be dropping those gems, and I hope you're catching them. Mm-hmm. So let me see some gems in the comment section. If you're watching this back, it means you have come halfway. So you've got to go all the way back. Make sure you start from the beginning and watch this. We've got like at least 17 episodes that you've missed out on. So get your popcorn, proper corn. That's our sponsor, Harla. And make sure you watch them all the way through. So far, Velma has not used one pass card. She's doing well right now.
I'm going to follow L London. They keep giving me comments.
Big up L London in the building. Holla.
and Jennifer.
Big up Jennifer. Yeah, you doing your thing here. Life talks. Love. I salute Life Talks. Life Talks is like my... Life Talks. I just look to Life Talks.
Really?
I looked at that. I see Life Talks and I say, that's the vision. That's the dream. Because you're not doing...
For your platform.
Yeah. Like, that's the mecca. That's the... That's like the mecca, yo.
I don't know if it's the mecca.
That's like the dream. But, like, tell me about... So we were talking again off camera about how... What is the process of making a Life Talks happen? Because it's, I do events and it is not easy. It's events are not easy. So tell me about what is the process? Let's say, for example, with Karen Civil, she was your first one, and that one was more a passion project for you.
Yeah.
And so as you've kind of progressed, it's become more regimented, and this is what we're doing. But as a first one, what were all the components of making that happen?
First of all, I didn't even know how to do it, put on an event. So the first one, when I look back at it, that's why, like, I'm so thankful to Karen, because I didn't do events. Do you know what I mean? It was like you said, it was a passion project. It was, I didn't even know if I could even say it was a passion project, but I was just a fan of Karen. And then, like, me even saying, it's only God that me saying to her, hey, like, let me plan this trip for you, because I didn't know how I was going to do it. And
did you know that before?
No.
So how did you email?
I'm going to tell you. when I was not working, right, and I would, like, she would do, like, you know, like, back in the day, it wasn't really, like, Instagram lives and stuff like that. So it was like these phone calls that you can, like, dial into. And
wow.
It was, when you think about it, and that was only like 5 years ago. But doing that. And then I would email her from my Hotmail account, but that's just not respected, unfortunately, guys. And I started working at Universal. I was like, yo, let me just email her. Let me see if she replies. She replies.
Wow.
Then she, like, sends me, like, all her things on a website, and I was like, damn, like, I need to have something to say to her, do you know what I mean? So I was like, actually, I would love to speak to you about bringing you to London. How I was gonna bring this woman to London, I didn't know. Where I was gonna sell these tickets, I didn't know. It wasn't even called Life Talks. Like,
wow.
it was like Karen Civil will come to London. Then I do this, like, little, like, deck, and maybe one day I'm just gonna look through my, like, laptop, because the laptop I had at the time crashed, but to see if I could find it. But it was like a shitty deck. It was so bad. I need to find it one day. And it was like, it was a triangle, and it was like all the things I thought of her in this pyramid, like, wow. Philanthropist, entrepreneur, blah blah blah. And then it was like, and then I wrote all these brands that I didn't even know. I think I knew one brand on the list. And I was like, these are the brands I'm going to reach out to help bring you over here. And then she said yes. And I remember it was in October, she said yes. My heart dropped. I was like, how am I going to do this? Like, and then from there, obviously, like, she said yes. And then at the time, I had one of the clients at Universal was American Airlines, and I told her my idea, and she was like, I could give you $900, I think it was, in a gift card to help do it.
Damn.
And then imagine, like, you're actually gonna die of laughter. I had everything, right? Like the tickets were selling, people were coming, but I had no hotel for her, and I had no budget for a hotel. I literally had spent all the money from the ticket sales to finish the flight and to pay for the venue, because the venue is fucking expensive. That venue in Central, and it's expensive. And I used all the money I wasn't making money. I think I was on like 18K.
Wow.
I wasn't making money to not come and pay for a hotel. And you know, hotels are expensive.
Yeah.
I literally, at my lunchtime, I called, like, every hotel. And one of the senior members of the team was like, why don't you try W Hotel? I called W Hotel. Karen was coming the next day, and I didn't have a hotel. If I could cry, I was gonna cry. And then I called them and I was like, look, like she has this big following. She's this, she's done this with Lil Wayne, blah, blah, blah. She's like a big person in the US. And then they were like, sure. They were like, okay, can she do social posts? I was like, yeah. I didn't even ask. I was like, yeah, she'll do the social posts. They gave her like the penthouse suite for free all day. All she had to do was 3 Instagram posts, and she did it. And from there, the W Hotel did Lenny.
And then oh, I went to see Containers. Gosh.
Yeah. I know. So I'm telling you guys, sometimes you have to say you can do something that you can't, and then
you'll find a way to do it.
100%. Yeah.
I love that. So now that, anti-corona came, how has it kind of impacted your events and going forward with future events?
I think corona was like a blessing for Life Talks because thank you Jesus, amen. Because for me it's quite hard to balance working and doing the Life Talks. So what I found was that with Life Talks, it was like after the event, it was it. Do you know what I mean? And then the Instagram page would sit there, the Twitter page would just sit there. And then when there was an event again, then it was like, oh, okay, let me promote. And then like I went on a Sharma Dean Reed course like during this quarantine. And it was like, I have so much footage that I could clip up to, which is why we started Motivational Mondays and Entrepreneur of the Week on Fridays. Because something needs to always be rolling for it to be like, oh, actually, now I know what this is. Do you know what I mean? Because outside of my friends and outside of the people that have gone to the event, you always want to attract new people. And it's like, how can you attract new people if something is stagnant?
Yeah.
So it helped me in the sense of, it put the time aside to say, okay, actually, we need a website. We're like in the middle of like finishing that up, whatever. We need to have all the footage with like the same logos. It's like something I can't stand is like when things just look ghetto, like jiggy, you know what I mean? Like everything jiggy, jiggy. And like even down to the event, right? Like how I was saying the venue is so much money, but it's an amazing venue. Like have you been to one?
To one? No.
No, we gotta get you to the next Live Talk. But it's a nice venue, do you know what I mean? So it's like I want it to look professional, and I think that wasn't reflecting in the communications of it. So this corona has given me the time to do that, you know, with balancing work, because you're at home most of the time, right? And I think this year in particular, I really, really wanted Meek. And Meek had finally, like, I've been trying to get Meek for the longest, like, like probably the last 3 years. Wow. And he was finally able to come to the country. So then I was trying to plan that one, but obviously Corona hit, so we couldn't do it. But then we did the Instagram Live with like Swiss, Lenny, Yvette, Shayla, and Karen, just to like revamp it, to let people know like, this is here. And that did really well, but I didn't even want to do a live because I was just like, everybody was doing lives at the moment. I swear, like I thought literally every, you know, you see something, but then I thought it doesn't matter if everyone's doing lives, because what, like, for example, what we're doing here on this live right now is different from what any other live could be. Do you know what I mean? Because it's you, it's your thing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and what you bring to the table, nobody else can bring to the table, even if there's 100 lives.
Yeah.
And then when I thought of it like that, that's when we did the Instagram Live. I think moving forward, I think it would probably be, I would like to do like Zoom calls, do you know what I mean? Ooh, because like what I love about Life Talks is that when in my whole life has there been a time that you can sit in a room with 300 people with Swiss Beats and you can just ask him a question.
Yeah, yeah.
Lenny S or Shayla or Yvette or Karen Civil. And even the panel that are from, the panel's mostly people that live here, right? And even the panel, like having Buck, having Pip from the Darks, Mercedes, like all these different people, it's such an intimate room. You think 300, but when you go to a concert, that's like thousands of people, and you're not even anywhere near. Yeah. Unless you're standing in the front dying, yeah, basically. Do you know what I mean? So it's just that this is a chance for you to sit down, to feel comfortable and ask people questions, like for yourself. And to when you hear other people's stories and you hear that, I think a big misconception about people in general, even like you and your platform, is that we think that there's nothing bad going on behind the scenes. Because when we see it, we're coming here, there's graphics, there's stop clocks, you got me? But you're a family, do you know what I mean? And you have your own family that you're navigating and juggling this. So I think it's good to hear people's stories, because then it keeps you motivated to keep going with your dream.
100%. Yeah. Could talk all day. Tell me about, because doing events, one of the hardest things, I guess, is being the organizer. With my events, I'm the organizer and the host.
Yeah.
But with yourself, you being the organizer and placing it in the hands of other people.
Yeah.
Tell me about the mental gymnastics that go on, like, on the day. Like, for example, if the wrong music plays, or, you know, the wrong graphic goes up.
Yeah.
What is going on in your mind?
I'm not even working as godly as I am. I think I curse somebody. During that time, I probably curse somebody out at least like once a week. Because, like I was saying in the beginning, and it's not even like, when you, like, you know, because you obviously you do events, but you want it to be perfect. Do you know what I mean? Like, one like that sticks out to my mind is that, what was it? It was Swiss's one. And the video played, right? Like, there was like a video, really nice video. I think it was a promo because he was in album.
Yeah.
In album, like, season.
Cycle, yeah.
So it was like his video played, and then he came out, but there was no music. So he walked up. And I was like, what? Like, like how? Like, it pissed me off so much. You know, like, the event could go so well, but that moment was sticking.
Was sticking,
like,
in your head.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how are you walking out to nothing? Do you know what I mean? No,
no vibe.
No little vibe. Do you know what I mean? Like, you want a little vibe and they're coming out? Nothing. Yeah. Silence. It was like, hey. And to me, like, things like that really irked me. Or, like, I think in my first one, they didn't open the doors at when I said that the doors were going to open. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like,
in terms of time.
Yeah, and it's like, well, if I bought a ticket that was £40, because they're not cheap tickets, right? When they said it's going to open, the doors should open. Yeah, so it's like things like that, and it really, like, like, it irks me. But now I'm, like, learning, like, you know, from my last one, I realized, like, things always are going to go wrong, but nobody sees on the outside, and that's what's more important.
Yes,
but one day I'll have an event that's just seamless.
Yes, yes, you will.
To my eyes, not to everyone else's eyes. Yeah.
Quickly tell me, what is, as we kind of close out, what is your God-given purpose on this earth? What is Verma here to do?
That's a good question. What is my purpose on this earth? I think to help people. And I think to help people in all areas, like, whether it's like to teach people how to have a pure heart, or whether it's like to connect somebody with somebody, to help them with an opportunity for themselves. But I think with everything that I do in terms of my purpose is to do it through me, not to, like, be like, oh, this is how you should act. But, like, hopefully seeing how I act, like, inspires somebody to be like, oh, actually, this is how I would like to act. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather than to be like, oh, no, you don't act right.
Yeah.
Da, da, da. Yeah.
Do it like this.
Then I would say that's my purpose.
Beautiful. Velma, thank you for your... Can we have a round of applause, please, in the comment section?
That's your question. First of all, I didn't pass any. And guys, I was so nervous to do this, but this is like one of my best interviews.
You passed. You didn't use no pass card.
And no, this is really good.
I salute you.
I salute you for this platform.
Thank you.
Honestly, really amazing. You have to tell me how you do those graphics.
I will.
Because that is.
Well, your prize is.
Did you know that I like this brand? That is. You know, I just bought one.
Serious? What color?
It's like a light one. I would go upstairs and go get it. But yeah, right.
I mean, there is one catch with this, though.
What?
Well, there's only like a quarter left, and it's my wife's.
I'm dead.
So, So let's just say it's a representation
of
what you would have won.
Okay.
And since you've already got one, technically.
I don't need another one.
Amen.
I think you should give it to somebody in the comments.
I'll give it to my wife.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Velma,
this is amazing.
Thank you so much, man. I love your journey.
Thank you.
I always say to everyone that, look, whenever we invite someone on the platform, it's not like a one-stop thing. It's like, if we invite you on, we endorse you. Like, we support what you're doing. So anything that you're doing, once we see it, we're going to repost it. We're going to scream. We're going to shout about it because it's beautiful work. And you inspire us. You inspire us. You can see it in the comment section. So please just keep on being you. Keep being the brand ambassador for living your best life.
I need to stop. I need to get a home. I need to buy a home. That's where my money's going, to these restaurants. Now with that 50% thing as well.
Oh, okay. And what thing?
You know they're doing 50% on restaurants Monday to Wednesday.
Yes.
Have you seen the list of the restaurants?
They're a bit poor though. I thought it'd be better.
No, there's like Hakkasan, there's Knack.
Hakkasan is not there.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I've never Monday been there, so I need to use that.
You need to take your wife.
I need to do that. Velma, thank you for your time. God bless your heart.
Thank you. Man. God bless you. Yeah. This is amazing. And God bless your platform. And thank I will you. Do the same.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody, in the comments.
Take care.
All right, you too. Bye.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us for 21 Questions with Velma Simmons. I hope you've enjoyed it. Can you put in the comment section how you found it? We've got like a minute left. But just put in the comment section how you found it. If you are watching this back, then... What am I doing here? Sorry, guys. If you're watching this back, then we've just been watching Velma Simmons on 21 Questions. She made it all the way through. No pass card. Now, if you haven't checked out all the other episodes, please go back onto our link in our bio. And you can check it out on YouTube. We've got all of them uploaded, whether it's YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Whatever you fancy, you can go and check them all out. Let us know in the comment section how you have found it. If it's your first time, let us know. Because we're going to be back here next Thursday, 9 p.m. for 21 Questions. Thank you so much for joining us. We are out. Let me see who's in the building. Big up to Bree. Big up to Becky. Big up to L London, Jackie. Thank you for joining us. She said, Velma, you're too funny. She is funny. Big up to UK Gospel Jam. It's Wafa. Big up to you, Bisoye. Who else is in the building? Abs Papes. Dope Gospel Jam said you are ready. Who else have we got? Leanne. Big up Leanne. Jennifer. Remedy. Big up, bro. Yahweh. Terry Keys. 39 seconds remaining. All right, who else we got? Iron Boya. KMD Supreme. Vibes of a Black Girl, big up to you. Seri Francis, big up to you. Ashton, M. Bonsu, we're on 27 seconds. GMK, Miss VOJ, who else we got? Mrs. T. Ade. Yeah, you lot are the best, man. Big up to all of you lot for tuning in. Thank you so much. If it's your first time and you loved it, make sure, click the link in our bio, watch all the other episodes on our YouTube channel, and we're going to be back here next Thursday, 9 p.m. Peace. Take care.